Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, Blue. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And thank you once again, Isaiah, as you do each and every morning for introducing this show. Hey, this is Baba Jahi. Welcome to the We Work From Home Morning Show. Hey, it's a drive time radio show. And I'm about to be doing some drive time, so you might hear some few background noise this morning. Pardon the background noise. But stay tuned in, and we're going to try to share as much as we can with you this morning. First of all, again, hey, it's a great day. It's a good morning. And what we're going to do is pick up where we left off yesterday, talking about the need for having a coach. Yes, the need for having a coach. Having a coach is so, so important. What are you going to say? Well, Bobby Jay, you covered that yesterday. Well, that's for those of you that listen every day. I appreciate you remembering that. For those that didn't listen yesterday, well, hey, you know, hey, you get to get some of this information today. And, you know, we're glad to be able to have you on the air. And again, you know, why are we talking about having a coach? Well, one of my favorite times of the year is getting started. That's NFL football. Yeah, you know, and there's a lot of Monday morning coaches. You know, y'all watch those games on Sunday and whatever, and you're saying they should have did this. I would have called that play. I would have had so-and-so do this. Well, it's the same in your business. And again, you know, this show is called a We Work From Home Morning Show, where we share tips and ideas and information about working from home, whether it's a home-based business or whether it's a telecommuting job. You know, because there are jobs nowadays that do allow you to work from home. And even when you do that, you know, you need to make sure that you set up your environment to be successful. And so, again, when we talk about having a coach, you know, a coach can help you with understanding how should you make your work home effective. You know, how should you set up your office space, a space that you're going to work out of, with other family members in the house. You know, what are some of the rules that you need to have established so that you can be productive? Because even though you work from home, one of the false illusions of a lot of people, well, I'm going to use that another way. I won't say a lot of people. One of the false illusions of some people are that the people that work from home, they don't have nothing to do. You know, they just do it whenever they feel like it. Well, it don't work like that. See, and a lot of times, you know, friends say, well, I'm going to drop by. So, you know, don't do that. You know, I'm busy. But I thought you worked from home. Yeah, but I'm still doing work. You know, I got things I need to get done. I have tasks I have assigned to do. I got appointments. I got people I got to call at a certain time. I don't have time, you know. If you was working at a regular job, quote unquote, they wouldn't just be able to pop up on your job and have you stop your day. So you got to treat your business the same way and getting people to understand and appreciate the fact when you work from home that you really do work, that you're not sitting at home twiddling your thumbs, don't have nothing to do, and you just do stuff when you feel like it. No, you have a schedule. So part of, you know, that, again, is having a coach. A coach can help you with designing an optimum schedule for work. One of the mistakes some people make when they go in business for themselves is because they're so desperate to see contracts, clients, that they don't set a schedule. So they'll find themselves working all kind of odd hours. And, you know, you might start off doing that, but eventually you need to narrow down what is your ideal work week, and then that's when you deal with clients. The same with a telecommuting job. You know, they're going to ask you what hours can you work from home, and that's what they want you to commit to. And if you say, well, okay, well, you know, I'll be able to make phone calls for y'all from 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock because my children will be in school and won't nobody be at home to interrupt me, then they expect you to put in productive time from 9 to 2. And it's the same if you're managing your business from home. What is the hours that you're going to to work your business? What hours are you going to be off? And when you say be off, it's because you got to also be able to enjoy life. And one of the things that we talk about in terms of coaching people is helping people find balance, the balance between work and play. And then ultimately, your work should become like play. Les Brown says, you know, when you enjoy doing what you do so much that it doesn't even seem like work, but you still want to have that balance, that time where you can enjoy family members, enjoy a loved one, or enjoy being with your spouse, or going to do certain things. Besides, you wake up, you feel like, let's go to Hawaii. Just, you know, being able to have, one, the resources, do that, and two, the time. Time freedom is a very important issue in terms of working from home, and so part of what you need to define for you in terms of your business is not just the work that you want to do, but what is freedom to you? What is freedom to you? You need to ask yourself that question today. What is freedom to me? And then design your work around helping you be free. I hope this is making sense to you. You know, you want to define what is freedom, but what is freedom to me, and then designing work that's going to help me be free. Next is, you know, at ease. You know, at ease. Being at ease doing what you need to do. Being at ease doing what you need to do. And then are you connected to your life? Now, what do we mean by connected to your life? How much of your life is your life? How much of your life paying the bills, answering to other people? You know, you need to ask yourself, what makes you feel good? So these are issues that a real good coach will help bring out in you because, see, if you're not happy, then everything you touch will be miserable. If you're not happy, everything you touch will be miserable. You have to find happiness, peace of mind, joy. You got to find happiness in the things that you're doing. So are you connected to your work? Are you connected to your life? Do you feel as though you have control over your life? Now, yeah, there's going to be unexpected things that happen at times that pop up. You don't know, you know, which way to go, and you're going to have the merchant of misery knock on your door at times. But the thing is how you handle the decisions, how you go through it. You can't avoid it. But you have to make a decision and then how do you go through it as you make it. So these are important issues. And when you look for a success coach or a life coach, these are the kind of things that y'all need to be dealing with. Because, see, the person can coach you on how to make more money, but if you're still not happy, what good is it? So it's very, very important that those issues are addressed. Again, you can give us a call at 252-406-0774. That's 252-406-0774 to sign up for a complimentary coaching session and see what we can help you discover about your life and the direction that you want to move. So, hey, this is Baba Jahi. It's been a short show this morning. And, you know, tune back in tomorrow. We'll have a full-length show for you tomorrow morning. And, hey, have a blessed and wonderful day.